In the late 19th century, the margins of Paris were expanding and the nearby countryside receding.
Seurat was interested in this collision between city and country, the rural and the urban. Seurat's most famous depictions of these areas are, of course, his paintings. His drawings, however, are far grittier. And they perfectly capture the kind of bleakness, desolation, and industrialization of these areas. His particular choice of medium seems to fit his subject matter. The Conte crayon has a kind of atmospheric quality. It describes places, but without finishing them. And these places were in flux. They were constantly changing.
Here, Seurat evokes the unsettled feeling of these outlying neighborhoods.
On the right side, the electrical poles seem to be slightly off kilter, as if the embankment that the train is about to pass by on is going to rear up like a wave and collapse onto itself.
At the École des Beaux-Arts, Seurat had been trained in a variety of black stick media, including charcoal and graphite. But railway tracks, like most of Seurat's drawings, is rendered in Conte crayon.
By the early 1880s, he has narrowed his media choice to Conte crayon. Artists liked it because its quality was even, black, and dense.
To hear more about this medium, just press 606-1.